Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to another episode of the Clear the Screen podcast. I am Melissa Dealey.
And I am Billy Adme, and today's topic, we're super excited about this topic because it's one of our nearest and dearest topic that we teach at the Amplify Impact Academy, and it's called the presuppositions of NLP, which we love to explain as the spiritual code. If you can live by the spiritual code, your life will just be so much more peaceful and so much more less drama and chaos, because you really get a sense of understanding of why we are the way we are.
And so with that, there's quite a few to get through. So let's dive right in. The first one is respect the other person's model of the world. We all have different filters and see life differently. And it's not about proving the other person wrong and you right. It's simply respect their view, get curious about it, while honoring your own. Saves a lot of arguments, I promise you.
Totally.
And number two is that behavior and change are to be evaluated in terms of the context and ecology.
You know, people behave in certain ways in certain areas. So if you can understand what this context is, then you'll understand why the person is behaving the way they are, as opposed to, you know, why is this, people are not behaving that way all the time. And so again, just understanding why they are behaving the way they are.
And number three, resistance in a client or even a child or a partner, a friend, is simply a sign of lack of rapport. There are no resistant clients, friends, children, only inflexible communicators. Effective communicators accept and utilize all communications presented to them. And if you notice that there's resistance, it means they're simply not connecting with you. They're not hearing what you're saying. And so you need to shift in order for them to be able to hear it in a way that their mind processes the information. Anything you want to add in there, Billy?
You know, when someone is like not picking up what you're throwing down, it's because you're just not communicating it and they're not hearing it. And it doesn't mean that they're not listening. It just means you need to communicate it a little bit in a way that they can actually hear.
And that's where we get to be flexible and go about it in a different way. And you've all experienced this. All of these things you do in your life, these presuppositions or spiritual code is literally just a little bit of an aha for you that there's actually a code. And to be aware of that. So when things are happening, you're like, oh my goodness, this is what's happening in this moment. And this is how I can adjust and adapt myself. So number four, people are not their behaviors.
Oh my gosh.
The person changed the behavior. Go ahead.
I love this one because, you know, we are so quick to judge other people when they behave in certain ways. And we have to understand that people are behaving in this way because of programming, because of conditioning, and has nothing to do with who they are. You know, at the core of what we teach at Amplify Impact Academy is that we are all magnificent. We all have gifts. It's just sometimes we're not very well resourced. And, you know, the programming says that we are this, therefore our behavior represents that. And so I love this one because, again, if we can see all of humanity as magnificent, imagine when you can just have that little extra piece of compassion and empathy for people. It really just helps you not take things personally.
I think of this one as an example as somebody who has road rage. I actually saw this happen once where somebody got out of their car and started yelling at the driver behind them. And, you know, understanding this tool, I recognize that's not how that person normally shows up. Something happened in that person's life that day, and who knows what that is, who are we to judge, that has triggered this behavior in the moment. It's not who they are. And I'm sure later they were scolding themselves for doing that because they know it's not who they are either. And so let's stop the judgment.
Yeah.
As Billy said, let's have some compassion, some recognition for what people are going through. Because, you know, life throws us some curveballs and it's not always, you know, unicorns and roses.
And also, I'm sure, you know, we've all behaved in ways that we were like, well, maybe that was not my best day, right? Because we're going through our things. And so we have to have some compassion for ourselves in that, you know, just because we behaved a certain way is not necessarily, you know, makes us a bad person. Which leads to this next one, which was one of my favorite, is everyone is doing the best they can with the resources they have available in that moment. Unfortunately, a lot of not people are very resourced. I know there was a time in my life where I was not very resourced at all. I was literally keeping my head above water, right? And so I was not a very nice person. And so, you know, my behavior was geared to adapt for that situation that I was in. And then that present behavior is that best choice that I have available in that moment. And again, every behavior is motivated by a positive intent. And, you know, I bring this example in now when I wish I kind of really understood this concept when I was policing, because on the road, you know, when that person is breaking into your car to steal your sunglasses or the change or whatever you left on, you know, the car seat, it's because they need to do that in order to go sell it, to get some money, to get their next hit, or they will die. They will literally feel inside that they will die if they don't get this other hit. And that's the positive intent. They are not bad people at the core where, you know, they're wanting to like break into your car. It's because they need something. And I know there's a lot of people out there in the world right now that are not very well resourced. And this is what this work is all about, is allowing people to stay at effect, or pardon me, stay at a cause, not at effect, because this is where the resources are not. Here, when you stay at cause, where, you know, you're at Solution City, as we call it, not Victim Island, this is where all your power is, and this is where all the resources are. And so when you can stay in this side of the equation where life is happening for you, then you have access to more resources and therefore, you know, better behavior, right? More productive behavior.
Exactly. And simply using and learning the tools of the unconscious mind allows you to learn how to access more resources. And as Billy said earlier, a lot of people aren't well resourced, and yet we can learn to have greater access to resources. And for me too, that was just such a relief, that to understand that people are doing the best they can with the resources they have available in that moment. If something happened and it didn't feel good, or you feel like somebody, you know, slighted you or did something against you, it was never their intention. They were doing the best they could in the moment. And if they had more resources, they could have done better. They didn't have the resources in the moment, which is why we love this work, because it's bringing resources to people. And that leads us into number six, which is the fact that we calibrate on behavior. The most important information about a person is that person's behavior. Because we can talk the talk. Are we walking the walk? That is the question. Or another famous saying is, talk is cheap, deeds speak.
So number seven is, the map is not the territory, which means the words that we use are not the event or the item they represent. And, you know, in our trainings, we do lots of examples around this. And a really simple example is, if I asked, you know, Melissa, when I say this word, what's the first word that comes to mind? Money.
Opportunities.
For me, it's choice, right? When I think of money, I think of choice. Some people think of freedom. Some people think of the root of all evil. You know, money means different things to different people. All of it is not actual money, because really, what is money? It's just an energetic exchange. It's what it is. And so when we say the map is not the territory, means that, you know, when someone says something to you, don't judge them on that word of what that word means to you, because it may not have the same meaning. So as we always encourage in this line of work, is stay curious. Right? No mind-reading. We never ever mind-reading what people are thinking, because we're not in their mind. Stay curious as to, well, what does that mean for you? And when you stay curious, then you have that level of compassion and empathy to really understand what we just talked about at the beginning, was respecting their model of the world, because everyone's doing the best they can. And so again, less judgment.
And here's another great one. You are in charge of your mind and therefore your results. And I am also in charge of my mind and therefore my results. No one else is in charge of your mind and your results. It is you. It is all you. And that is so empowering. The choices you make lead to the results that you get. And guess what? It starts here in your mind with your thoughts.
And this leads to the next one, that people have all the resources they need to succeed to achieve their desired outcomes. There are no unresourceful people, only unresourceful states. So as we just talked about, you know, people are doing the best they can. However, if they are in survival mode or they are in anger or rage or have a lot of unresolved emotions, they are operating from that place, that level of frequency. So if we can help them release those unresolved emotions, which we do with timeline therapy, help release all those limiting beliefs, guess what? Now they will be at a higher frequency and therefore they will be able to access all those resources they have. You know, one of the profound core teachings that we teach at Amplify Impact Academy is true alignment with your conscious, unconscious, and your higher self. And your higher self is where all these resources live, for better, lack of better word. It's literally there. They're all here. It's like the mothership. And if you can bring down those resources through your unconscious mind, they can now be used and activated here in your actual 3D reality. And so again, no unresourceful people, only unresourceful states.
And all procedures should increase wholeness. So when we're interacting with our fellow human beings, we always want to be allowing people to be whole, focus on their whole self, their spiritual, mental, emotional, physical bodies, and tap into that wholeness and stop looking at us as different organs and different parts of ourselves. We want to look at the whole being.
Yeah, and that's what we do in our work is we look at the whole system, right? We're not just picking on a one piece of the system. This next one literally changed my life.
Mine too.
And that there is only feedback. There is no such thing as failure. It is only feedback.
Now, say it again, Billy, because that one is so important.
There is no such thing as failure. It is only feedback. And for someone who was a recovering perfectionist that felt like I was constantly failing because I wasn't doing things perfectly, you know, I really was hard on myself. And that core limiting belief of not being good enough, guess what? It just kept getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And now, cancel. I no longer believe that because I know that every failure was feedback for me to shift in order for me to keep moving towards my highest path. It's designed that way. The universe wants you to not succeed here because that's not the path that's meant for you. So it will put obstacles in front of you because it wants you to shift, right? Those obstacles are meant to move you into new resources and put you on your highest path forward. So this one was a game changer for me for sure.
And yet the programming in society has us thinking that failure is bad and we have to avoid it. And so some of us never even get started for fear of failure. And, you know, Dr. Seuss, right? Look at how all of his wonderful books, and yet he was rejected by 99 publishers and he didn't stop at the first, the second, or the third, all the way up to 99. He didn't stop and accept that as failure and give up. He kept going and the 100th publisher said, I like this, and started publishing his books. And of course, that's not the only story out there in the world like that.
Like, you know, Thomas Edison. Right? Thomas Edison, when people say, oh, congrats, you know, you're amazing. You learned how to create light. He's like, no, I learned 999 ways how not to do it.
Exactly.
And then he created it. Right. And it was, if he had given up, right, if the Wright brothers gave up like the first time, you know, they didn't get up in the air, we would be all stuck on the same continents that we're at. We wouldn't be able to see this beautiful world that we live in.
Exactly. So shift that one. That's a big one. If it's the only one you take away from this podcast, take away, share this with your family, share this with your children. That there is no such thing as failure. Failure is literally feedback in how not to do it so that you can adjust and do it differently next time. And then number 12, the meaning of communication is the response you get. So as we said earlier, if you're talking with someone and the response you're getting isn't aligning with what you were looking for, then clearly the other person isn't understanding your communication and the onus is on you to adjust your style of communication so they can then communicate. And the clue to that is the response you get.
Right. And, you know, I mean, everyone knows that NLP is like, you know, core foundation in really learning how to communicate better, right? It literally is learning using the language of the mind to obtain your desired result. And if you can learn to communicate with people at a level that they will actually hear you so that you get the response that you want, i.e. your desired outcome, I mean, then it's a win-win for everybody, right? So that leads to number 13, the law of requisite variety, meaning the system or the person with the most flexibility of behavior will control the system. Now, I mean, control a system could sound a little manipulative. What we mean by that is that you will get your point across and it will be the desired outcome, which is really the win that we want. So you can know that, okay, this is not working. Now, how can I shift my behavior in order for me to really allow this person to come along with me, right, to where I want to go? Because we know what we do in our academy, we know this work changes lives. And so it's not manipulative. We're not convincing anybody or, you know, being manipulative about it. We just know that if we can communicate in a better way and have that behavior flexibility when things aren't maybe going the right way, instead of getting into this about it, right, where most of us, like, I want to be right, right? We don't want to be right here. We just want us to be able to guide us so that we all can come to that win-win-win for everybody.
And that leads us to the last one. All procedures should be designed to increase choice. And increasing choice is the solution. When people are stuck, they feel like they have no choices. And that's when they're on victim island, woe is me, beating themselves up and unable to move forward. And so in our work, everything that we do is allowing people to recognize that there are, in fact, more choices than they ever dreamed possible. And we do that using all of our tools and our entire system of timeline therapy, NLP, and hypnotherapy in order for people to be able to move forward, get off victim island, and go take up residence in Solution City.
And we love these presuppositions, or what we call the spiritual code, because again, you know, the mnemonic is respect your world, right? If we can just respect our world, respect that, you know, whatever happened to us in the past does not define our present, nor does it determine what our future is. And when we work about the whole system and we can help ourselves release all this unresolved emotion and negative, you know, limiting beliefs, then we can work on the present and see what's no longer serving us. And then use that to now propel us forward into this new compelling future that we all deserve. And really, we should be moving towards, because we all have so many gifts that are just covered up with all, you know, the nonsense of what society and life is telling us to be. And, you know, once you really can tap into your magnificence and your gifts, this is really how we uplift humanity and literally increase the frequency of the planet.
So we would love to hear from you. If you could email us at info@amplifyimpactacademy.com and just tell us which of these 14 presuppositions is your favorite. Which one are you going to take away and really hold close to your heart and live by as you start out in this work? And if you love this episode and know others that could benefit from it too, please share it. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.